Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Jumpstart. On behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett of Discover Life Church, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us early this morning, this new morning. My name is Eric Simmons. Excuse me. And I'm honored to be your facilitator for our Jumpstart prayer call this morning. Now, if you're ready, let's just jump in with Jesus and jumpstart this day. Let's begin with a real quick prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for a fresh start and new mercies. Thank you for allowing us to see yet another new day. There are countless things we could thank you for, God. And if we had 10,000 tongues, Father, we could not thank you enough. Thank you for every person on this call and for providing us the mind and the motivation to call in this morning. God, we can do nothing without you. We dedicate this call and this day to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So first, I just want to commend each and every one of you who has remained really faithful during this time of prayer and fasting, consecration. As we've gone through this week, we've been blessed and reinforced in our hearts to really embrace the word new, as we say, from new to normal. As many of you have been sharing, and many of you, you've been sharing your comments on insights on Slack and on social media, and that engagement really has warmed the hearts of our pastors and the leaders, and we really appreciate it. And I pray that it's something that each and every one of us can really kind of embrace, that we've been really sharing our insights, and it's really good. You know, on Monday, we heard from Pastor Crystal on a New Beginnings, where she reminded us that, you know, we have really remember our past testimonies as a way to bolster our faith to embrace God's future for us, right? And then on Tuesday, we heard from Elder Lisa Miller. She gave us an exhortation to stand firm on a powerful truth about God as it relates to new breakthroughs, and declared, "Lord, if you said it, I believe it." You know, it's a simple yet powerful declaration about God's desire to give us new breakthroughs in times of challenge. And then on Wednesday, my brother in Christ, Kenneth Braswell, laid out a compelling case to embrace the process of becoming, you know, new becomings of what God intends for us, by stating just a simple command, just chill. I love it. It's so simple. And isn't it sometimes something that we just need to do in the process of new beginnings, right? Because often during that new becoming, or not new beginnings, but new becomings, God expects, what God expects is we may find ourselves in unexpected situations that require us to just trust God and just chill, right? And then on Thursday, my sister in Christ, although she's a Clemson fan, but the Lord is gracious, my sister Shalia Williams provided a sound reminder that as we continue to approach God each day, he is building us anew. I love the idea that she brought forth about a new temple or building that God creates in us each day, and that you know, the new normal for our lives, it should become the new normal for life. That new temple for the day should become the new normal for our lives, and it'll propel us to embrace the next new temple that God creates. So this morning, in the spirit of new, I want to do my best to wrap up this week of prayer calls to talk to you all about new blessings. And our key scripture for this morning will be Psalm 20. So if you get out your Bibles and your phones, and go ahead and turn to Psalm 20. Now, while you're doing that, I just want to kind of give a little introduction. Excuse me. When I reflect back on each of the prayer calls this week, there was one word that I gathered out of it. There was a common theme in each of them as it relates to God and the new. That word is continuous. And one thing I like to do when I seek to understand something more in depth is go back and look at the definition of a word. And so that word I want to go look at the definition is the word new. We hear it all the time. We're, you know, pretty used to using that word. But let's read the definition of the word new. I'm going to read the definition of the word new, which is found in the Oxford Languages Online Dictionary. And there's two definitions. The first definition is already existing but seen, experienced or acquired recently for the first time. The second definition says not existing before, made, introduced, or discovered recently or now for the first time. Now, when I read this, I was struck by the duality of the definitions. You know, the first definition implied a present tense perspective already existing, that new had this idea of a present tense perspective. And then the second definition had a future tense perspective, not existing before, right? So this idea that new has both a present tense and a future tense has a sense of continuity or continuousness to it. So now knowing the definition of new, I began reading Psalm 20 with this perspective, with that particular perspective of this past tense or this present tense and future tense perspective in mind of the word new. And so I'm going to turn to 20 and we're going to read it and read it to give some context. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5 just to give us perspective. So in Psalm 20, Psalmist David writes, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests." Now, I was real intentional in slowing down on each one of those words, all, and pausing there for an effect. And that's really it. That's the key word. The key word is all. May he remember all your sacrifices, not just the past ones, but the present ones that you're making right now, and including the future ones that you're going to make, right? May he remember, or may he make your plans succeed, not all your plans succeed, not just the past ones, or the present ones, but the new ones as well. May the Lord grant all your requests, not just the past ones or the present ones, but the new ones as well. See, it's amazing how God is a God of all. And see, we're relegated to time, but he's not. So when the word mentions all in these contexts, my heart is glad because I rest assured that God is looking at all blessings, past, present, and future. Right? Ephesians 3 says, "Now him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us." You see, now I had like a personal testimony of this all moment, right? And it was when I had first met my wife, Melinda. We were dating back in 2010. And it was probably around... I would say about around maybe July that I was really considering proposing to her. And, you know, I was in a financial challenge at that time. But I continued to consider the present blessings of her in my life. And looking forward, I looked forward to the potential future blessings of her as my wife. You know, she would have had me, of course. How could she not, you know, just not have me, right? But... my present situation at the time looked bleak. I didn't have the finances to properly, you know, to propose to Melinda at the time or even be an effective provider had we gotten married. And my circumstances did not present new blessings, quote unquote, that I could see at the time to overcome what I thought were really financial barriers during that time. So fast forward one day at work. I was working late hours as usual, and my boss came up to me and told me that they were offering me a spot bonus. And I had worked for that company for 16 years, and that never took place. It was totally unexpected. Totally unexpected. And I mean, talk about a new blessing. You see, what I find fascinating is that God's vision is so far ahead of ours. That while I was thanking him for the present blessing of Melinda in my life, and I was hoping for that future blessing as my wife, God had already prepared every new blessing that was needed to bring our marriage and our union to pass. You know, not only did God have new blessings in my marriage, then came my children. Oh, Pastor Roy, they think they, you know, they can do no wrong, right? I mean, he thinks he always want to give them candy and stuff and everything, and they're wonderful children. I really love them. But then, you know, there's new blessings of serving in ministry together with Melinda that I didn't consider, right? Then there's new blessings of increasing our careers together as we supported each other throughout the years, building our careers together. And then there's been a blessing of acquiring a new home together. And then I think about the new blessings that God had for healing my father in 2020, who overcame cancer, even at the height of COVID. And there's so many more that I could rattle off. The key here is, you know, as I look at our life today, Melinda and I, we're entering into our 10th year of marriage, and I understand that each day is a new blessing being with her and growing our family together. And each day is a blessing that we should see, right? It's a new blessing. The key I'm making is, you know, as we continue to remember God and thank God for those past blessings, and as we praise him for the present blessings, our confidence in him to provide for future or new blessings increases because we have that continuity, have that continuousness of God's mercy, right, and his blessings. See, God doesn't provision blessings based on pockets of time. He provisions them based on purpose, his purpose. And the great thing about God's purpose is that it's already been ordained before we spoke one prayer of request to God for a new blessing. If we consider the famous verse written by the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." That's what's amazing, is that God is always looking to provide us new blessings, but it's not in the context that it's something that's future. It's all wrapped up in his plan. It's all wrapped up in how he has designed and ordained our life. It's rooted in purpose. And so we can rest assured that there's new blessings that are ahead of us as we look forward in time, right? But the key that I found is that we can live in expectation by remembering what we got in the present and in the past, and continuing to keep ourselves ever present and ever thankful to those blessings, right? And really, that's the foundation of our expectation in new blessings, right? What we consider new blessings are really just preordained provisions to help us achieve the purpose that God has for our lives. The only thing that give them the sense of newness, as it were, say, those blessings give them a sense of newness, is that we perceive the existence of these blessings as they manifest themselves through time and events in our life. But to God, those blessings have always been there, always have been, always will be. We just have to continue to live in expectation, you know, that that which is already ordained for our life is already being provisioned. And that's the way I've looked at this whole concept of new blessings, is that they're new in the sense that, you know, we sort of don't see them, but God already saw them. He saw them from the foundation. So we can rest assured that he already has them provisioned, and they're already there waiting for us. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and pray and close out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this fresh and new time and this new season. As throughout this week, we've consecrated ourselves before you, God. We fasted, we've prayed, we've consumed your word, looking for a new. And you are a God of new. You are a God of remakings and a constant change, Father. You never remain stagnant, yet you still remain the same. And that's what's so amazing about you, Father, is that you continue to provide for us, continue to give us new blessings and new mercies every day, Father. The very fact that we're breathing, that we're able to take a new breath, is just amazing, Father. We are so thankful that you have already looked out for us in every minute detail of our life, Father. And help us to perceive blessings anew as you perceive them, as blessings that are rooted in purpose, blessings that are rooted in a preordained, just an amazing purpose and plan for our life, God. that what you provide for us and what you give us, Father, when we make those prayers, we rest assured that you have already committed those to us, Father, through your word. As it says in Isaiah 53, you know, whatever it is that you set your word to, it will not return to you void. So when you speak those blessings, they're not going to come back to you void, but they're going to carry forth the purpose that you have set forth, God. We thank you for each and every person on this call, Father. I pray that you would just endow them with so much understanding about how you bless them each and every day, Father, and help us to remember the blessings that you have given us in the past, as Pastor Crystal referred to. Help us to constantly embrace the blessings that we're receiving in the present, Father. And let us live with an undying expectation that you desire to give us new blessings and new mercies every day. We honor you, we bless you, and we thank you so much, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all for joining. I really appreciate it. As we conclude this, I pray that everybody continue strong in this consecration. I know I've put a couple times on the Slack channel. I've been hangry. I'm still hangry, but I'm still working through it. But God is amazing how he sustains us during this time. I really want to encourage each and every one of you to just embrace the new that's coming. And I'm looking forward to hearing a word from Pastor on Sunday. I hope you all are joining us online. We just want to continue to just bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for just, like I said, your continuing. I'm looking at the guest list here, and it is amazing the number of people that have joined this morning. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for just continuing to being faithful and being supportive of everything that's going on at DLC. So look forward to joining us at 10:30 on Sunday. And everybody have a wonderful day. And God bless you and enjoy your weekend. Take care.